Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Samach Tes, and we will start with the second line on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Bayi Rami Bar Chama. So we're discussing various ibayas of Rami Bar Chama. We already quoted one of them that have to do with the Karban HaOmer. As we know, this perek is all about the Karban HaOmer. All perek Rabbi Yishmael is about the Karban HaOmer. The specific mincha under discussion. So Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Shtei Alechem, Hanotza Sharya o Hanotza Sharya? We know the Shtei Alechem is Matir the new items to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash as karbanos. So obviously it matters wheat and grain, but also there's a brisa later on that talks about matering bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. So what has to grow from the fruit in order to say that the Shtei Alechem is matirit? Hanotza or Hanata? Those are both early stages of ripening of the fruit. Rashi doesn't specify exactly what they are, but the two early stages. So Hanotza Sharia, does it have to come to Hanotza or Hanata, or even the further blossoming of Hanata, for those events to happen before the Shtei Alechem in order for it to be mutter? My Hanotza, my Hanata. So what does that mean? What are we talking about? The blossoming of what? Ilema Hanotza de Peira of Hanata de Peira, is it Hanotza and Hanata of the fruit? So that's very late. So Hashta Hashrasha Sharya, when you talk about wheat, even just taking root is parallel. Hanotza v'Hanata miboi, so by fruit you're going to need such a late stage, if wheat is such an early stage of taking root, so fruit is going to be such a late stage? So the Gemara says, no, it must be earlier even by the fruit. Ela Hanotza da'ale v'Hanata da'ale. It has to be the early stages of the leaf coming out. That's the question. So Mihavi, do we compare that to Ashrasha? Mihavi ki Ashrasha olo. Do you compare that to Ashrasha or not? So Teku, that question is left unanswered. So it's obvious, right? We're talking about, there can't be Chanata by the fruit tree because Chanata only takes place, there can't be Hashrasha. Hashrasha can't be the litmus test by the fruit tree because Hashrasha only takes place one time. The fruit tree grows, and then the fruit just come each year, but the tree continues. So you can't say Hashrasha is what makes the difference by the pre. That's why we have to have something else. So the earliest event is not the fruit, but it's the leaves, and that's why the Gemara says the question is about the leaves, and do you need Hanotza, do you need Hanata, and would that be parallel to Hashrasha? Right, that you sowed by fruit, we know, is what differentiates the difference between a pre and a yarak halachically. What's the difference between a pre and a vegetable? When do we say a bari pre eats? When do we say a bari pre adama? It does not have to do with how high it grows. Right, something could grow very high, and it could be a bari pri adama. There is a question if something is within three tefachim of the ground, like certain berries. Even berry, though berries should be ha'etz, all berries except strawberries, but it's even all berries. So some say by certain berries that grow very low to the ground, maybe those should be ha'adama. But fundamentally, they should be ha'etz. What's the difference? And why by a banana do we make a hadama even though it grows tall, high up in the tree? Because the Gemara tells us that the vegetable patch dies every year. There's nothing left in the potato patch. There's nothing that's growing there. It's all not there or dried out. And that's what defines a vegetable. A fruit, you have the tree every year, and it stays there. It's just that the new blossom, new fruit come every year, like our Gemara says. There's no Hashrasha. Hashrasha is just once. But there's Hanata each year of the fruit. So a banana tree totally dies in the winter when it's not in season. It's physically there, but it's totally dried out. So that's why we treat it like a vegetable. Sometimes there's a lack of clarity whether something would be in one category or the other. Most things are pretty clear, but some things are not so clear, right? Hearts of palm is a big discussion in the postgame, right? It grows in the heart of the palm tree. So dates from a palm tree, you obviously make a ha'etz. What about the heart of a palm tree, the soft part in the inside? If you look in the Sefer Zos HaBracha, which is based on a lot of Shitas of all of the contemporary poskim, he quotes, interesting, he has different formulations of whether he heard something from Rav Elyashiv or he heard it b'shem Rav Elyashiv. He writes in the Hakdama different formulations, but either way, in the back, he quotes on page 308, 309, three different reasons why he thinks one should say a bari pri ha'adama on the hearts of palm and not bari pri ha'etz. First of all, even without the reasons of not knowing, whenever you're besafik, you always see the more inclusive one. Hadama comes before ha'etz. But he has three reasons. First is a very creative one. Chada. He says, Mitam, when you get the hearts of palm, you have to kill the tree. You have to cut down the tree to get to the inside of it. So every heart of palm that we see is because the tree had to be cut. So mitam, so asher chotchen oso meis hadekel. Im ken yesh lomar delagabi akorei nechshav lepriyadam amamish. Apia klal amar gemara. The gemara says enough memamabes and brachas. Heichad dechishaklus lelepere leisin legavza dehader mafig lomar vachina bar priyadza lomar priyadama. As we just mentioned, if the tree dies every year and it's totally dried out, that's adama. So here you're killing it. Right, it doesn't die, but you're killing it, so maybe so too here. Vagam shlinyan a priest shenosi nilin yishlin okates mamish, shenosi the pre-kam ashan, and lagabe kore, nosi rak pam achas. Here it's only once, there it repeats itself every, it regenerates and re-blossoms every year. Still, it's the same. Maybe that is one idea. Number two, he says, that's one that has to do with us. But once it's open, v'od svar l'varech l'abari pre-adama, he quotes based on the Bahag, this is not pre-adam, this is not pre-ha'etz, this is etz. And is eights major discussion? What about on sugar cane? Three different days in the Rishonim. What bracha to make? But if it is the eights, it's not pre-ha eights. It's not the product of, but it is the item itself. So then maybe that also mandates a bore pre ha'adama. Number two, number three, he mentions that one of the reasons that you make the one of the reasons that they plant these palm trees is dafka for these. Right, Adkan, he goes after the Hosef. He says, "Hadein nata adai to talk him is yasser zel chalamin. They mistachem al asada shegadol eitz zeh haprati. Imke kiven sheklal hamin adekel nata beikra avur apri v'lo avur akore lachori edino kedin akore hamuva debrachas shahakol. Maybe you'd say a shahakol because it's just a byproduct. Because most palm trees in the world are planted for their fruit, for the dates. Achnira, but still, gamim no mar shochem achrei klal hamin ye berchaso bori pri hadama." And therefore, it's definitely part of why some of them are planted, a good portion of them are planted, and therefore, it is Bari Adama. That's in contrast, the last point, to a Shahako. Okay, either way, that's a little bit about the pre and Hadama, but our Gemara was trying to figure out what is the important stage of growth for a fruit, legabe, the bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's nothing, you can't talk about hashrasha when it comes to fruit, because hashrasha only happens once at the beginning of its existence, and that's it. Good. Boy Rava Barav Chana. Next she'ela regarding this issue. Chitam Shazaran Bakarka. What if I have wheat kernels, and I replanted them? I put them in the ground. I got the husks out, and instead of using the seeds, crushing them up and making flour, I put them back into the ground. Omer Matiran o ain Omer Matiran. Does the Omer matir them or not? So what exactly is the question? The Gemara is assuming at this point that the question is about what grows from, not they themselves. That'll be the maskana. But hey, chidami, what exactly is the case that the Rava Baruch Hanan is asking about? Ida Ashrus, if these kernels, these seeds, then take root, then tanina. If they took root before the Omer was planted, then fine, it's mutter. Ida lo Ashrus, if it didn't take root, tanina. That if it didn't take root yet, then it's not mutter. It's not, as the Mishnah says, on tomorrow's daf, im hishrishu kodem la Omer, Omer atiran. Vim lav asur nashiyava Omer abba. Depends when it took root. So what's the shaila of Rava Barav Chanan? So the more answer is no. We're not asking about what grows from it. We're asking about it. Lo tzricha dechatz dinu vizarinu kodem la Omer. Regular case. I harvested wheat before the Omer, and now I have these seeds. And va'asa Omer v'chalaf alayhu. And now the Omer comes and passes over it. Meaning we had the second day of Pesach came and went. V'kami boile mau. And what happened? I'm sorry, I skipped a line. V'zarinu kodem la'Omer. I harvested them and then I re-put them back into the ground before the Omer, and then the Omer happened. And now I just changed my mind. I want to take it, then I want to eat it. I don't want to make it into flour. So mekami boile maulin kute umechami now. Can I just take it out of the ground now? Didn't take root yet, but it was in the ground. It was on the ground. So do we say kamad shadia bekada dami? It's just like you had it. You would have it in on a cup in your plate in your house. Visharinu omer. The omer's matir it. Right, this is from wheat that took root before the omer. It grew this past year. So what? You put it on the ground. That doesn't undo its heter. Odilma batalu lagabe aro. I say no. It's batal lagabe aro. Once you put it onto the ground, we ki'ilu could view it as if it's going to take root. It's part of the ground, and therefore the previous heter doesn't last. That is the question. Interesting, this might be related to the machlokas between the Rishash and the Menchas Chinuch. or not. Not sure whether it would be connected, but the Menachas Chinuch discusses in the Mosach HaShabbos on Parshas Yisro by the Malacha of Zoreah, he discusses, what are you chaya for by Zoreah? If I just put a seed on the ground, says the Menachas Chinuch, Dalazriya Shezorah Chayev, Af below Hishris V'Niklachlau. Even if it didn't take root, nothing. You just put the seed on the ground. What happens if I put a seed on the ground and then the rain comes and washes the seed away onto the sidewalk, cement, and it never takes root? Says the Menachas Chinuch, you're chayiv anyway. Wow, chayiv achatas. Kigonchit is kalkal takef by the ezasiba. Oshet takef higbiya menakarka. I put it down, then I pick it up. Is that the same as if I put a pot on the fire and I take it off before it cooks? Is that the same as taking the seed up before it takes root? Says the Menachas Chinuch, no. Cooking is about the result. This is the maisa. Chayiv al maisas ria. Velo dami la afia to kodem shene'efe eino chayiv. It's not like that. The hasam ha'afia hi amalacha v'chayev b'shas afia. You're chayev for the baking. Avalacha amalacha hi hazria v'chayev takev al hazria. Wow. And then he continues. V'nire pashut afilu imzara adaita lagbia takev v'nakarka. What if I had in mind the whole time? I'm going to put it down and then pick it up. Velo yitzmach klal mikal makom maisa hazria b'makom smicha. Asra haTorah, v'za havi leMelacha, imkain havi leKabona manas lister, or kosher manas limchok, devadechayev alamaisa, hachanami kain nire borer. Why? Wow, it's very borer to him. It's so borer, but it's not borer to the Rishash and to the other Achronim. The Pashtus would be not like that. The Rishash writes in Shabbos on that Gemara of the Melachis on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Rishash says no, it's similar to Afia. Similar to Afia, and just like Afia, you don't want to be chayev unless it cooks, so too here. Says the Rishash, let me just see if I could find it for a moment. Says the Rishash on this Mishnah. Says the Rishash on this Mishnah. Ah, here it is. And he even uses our Lashon. Hein af kolzman shalo nishrash dekeman deshadi bakada dami. Ayin menachas samachtes. I forgot he quotes this our Gemara. Mikomakom kiva daidei zriaso ata yisharish acharkach chayiv kama ofiv etzola dechayiv avavisha nefiv enisla acharkach me'elav vehine. And then he says, you're right, it's chayiv for now, even though it doesn't happen until 3 days from now. But you're still going to be chayiv for now. And then he says, v'hine im lakad hazera kodem shenishrash nira depatu l'mafreya al mashazara. Kiva delonis kaima machshavaso. And then you learn out, and he compares it, learns out from Shabbos Daf Gimel, the case of Ofet. And there's no difference, he says, between the two. V'hine bizarea mashav d'chayiv afta hashrash alotia ala b'chol, ayin mashkasa b'kelayim, izin irali d'chein ofet b'shabbos. Im chashecha chayiv afta in shos shetikamar fiyasim b'od yom. That's also a chiddush. What if you put something on the fire 5 minutes before Shabbos is over? You could also be chayiv. That's a chumrah. You could also be chayiv for Shabbos in that case as a well. But either way, machlokas, so that machlokas might connect to this question. This question of, right when you put it on the ground, is it already bottled to the ground? Maybe the Menachas Chinuch would be more willing to say yes. It's already considered ground, while the Rishash would say no, not until it takes root. Okay, maybe. We continue. That was question number one. Related, yesh lahem ona'a o ein lahem ona'a. Is there ona'a by these seeds? Why? Because we know the rule is, the Mishnah tells us in Bav Metzia, ein ona'a l'karkaos. There's no ona'a when it comes to karka. Right? That doesn't mean, according to most, that there's no ona'a at all. According to most, let's say. But we'll get to that soon. But let's say the principle there, karka is excluded from some type of ona'a. Some level of ona'a, as we'll see the three shittas soon. But hechidami, what exactly is the case here that is under discussion? Ilema of the seeds. Ilema da amarle shade bashisa. If it's that, he says here, I'll throw three seeds onto the ground. Vasu sadiva amri delo shade bela chamishin. Edom come and say he only threw five. So he ripped him off. Ona'as mamon. He cheated him. He ripped him off and only threw five. So v'amarava, would that be ona'? That's not ona'a 6 to 5. Ona'a is only by value. It's not by amount. If you cheated on the number, that's not ona'a. That's just cheating. V'amarava called darah shebemida v'shebemishkal v'shebeminyan. Anything that's measured or weighed or numbered. Afilu pachos michdei ona'a choser. Then even less than ona'as choser. So there wouldn't be a difference between karka and metaltalin, right? There's no ona'a that applies there. There is a machlokas we've shown him, not really for us now, but Rashi and Tosfos here seem to say, and others, that the homekach is batel. by Rava's din is davish b'midah b'shemishah b'shemminyan. It means the whole thing is batal. It's a mekach tos. While the Rambam in Hilchos Bechira and the Rashban Kiddushin says beferish, he quotes this day of Rashi and others and argue and say no, it means that the onah is returned. Doesn't mean that the mekach is batal. The Rashba first quotes the whole day there in Kiddushin Daf Membe is where this comes up. Umistavra the Rava lav choser mekach kamar. Ela choser oso pachas ka'amar. That amount goes back. Dilo mecha choser, havila the meimar. If the whole thing was choser, it should have said, afilo pachos mechde ona'a, batel mekach. It just says the word choser. So the Rashba thinks that this is more limited than some of the other Rishonim. The Rashba thinks this means that it's choser. That's what the Rambam says also in Hilchos Bechira, in the beginning of Perek Tezvav, where he talks about the Isser of ona'as mamon. Hamocha lechaveiro b'mida o b'mishkal o b'minyan v'ta'a b'kal shehu chozer la'olam she'en honaya ela b'damim avo b'cheshbon chozer. What does chozer mean? He gives the example. Machalo mea egos b'dinar v'nimsu mea ve'echad o tisha v'tishim nikne hamekach u'machzer esatos v'yafilu achar kamashanim. And the Ravid argues, so machlokas rishonim, what exactly does that mean in our case? Either way, the Gemara is still bothered. So what's the case of Ona'a, where the Gemara asks, is there Ona'a or not? Meaning, if the DCs have the status of Karka, what's the case? 6-5? That can't be, because Rava says there's no Ona'a. So Ella, it must be the following, to Amarle, Shadi Bakidabayla, V'yasu Sadi, I'll throw, or you throw, based on what's appropriate. Appropriate amount. V'yasu Sadi, V'amri Delo Shadi Bakidabayla. And Amri, and they say that he didn't throw Kidabayla as appropriate, meaning there was no specific amount mentioned. So that's the question of Yesh Lem Ona'a. Do we say there is Ona'a? Dekamad Deshadia Bekad Adam, yeah, because it's as if you put it in a cup, meaning when it's on the ground, it's as if it's in a cup, and there is Ona'a. It's not like bottle to the ground. Yesh Lem Ona'a. Odema Batu Lagabe Ara. We say it's Batu Lagabe Ara, right, when it hits the ground, so then it's considered. Let's consider ground. Einon ala karkos is a major topic. There is three different shitas in the Rishonim. How do we understand it? If you look in Rashi shita, and this obviously this comes up in Matzia, but it also comes up in the second parak in Kiddushin. Rashi says that einon ala karkos is a very limited shita. All that means is that we know by ona there's three levels. There's more than a sixth, less than a sixth, and a sixth. More than a sixth is the whole thing is batel. Less than a sixth, then the whole thing stays. Exactly a sixth, It's mekachas kayam, and the damim is huchsar. So Rashi says, Einon ala karkos has a very limited limud. It means, by exactly a shtus, you don't have to be maxed of the money. So there's not much difference between kark and metaltalin according to Rashi. Tosfos, at least one of the days in Tosfos, says that no. What does it mean, Einon ala karkos? It means, Einon ala up until 100%. More than 100%, there's ona even by karka. And then the third sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam has no limits. The Rambam just quotes it, the Pashtus. Elu Dvarim, said the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel. Elu Dvarim she'en lehem ona. Hakarkos, avadim, shtarvos, hekdeishos, afilu machar shave elef bedinar. O shave dinar, the elef, doesn't matter which direction, ein bohen ona. Period. Wow, so the Rambam takes that kipshuto. So is that exeris hakasiv? Maybe, ein ala karkos. Based on psukim. But what's the svara? So it could be each one. According to Rashi, that is very limited. So maybe because there's details why karka wouldn't be, or the Bali Tosfos, there's a limit. It might be about mechila. By karka, people have a more flexible mechila attitude. Once it's 100%, they're not mochel anymore. It's a pashtus, the Bali Tosfos is. But you're still doing something wrong in all these cases. That's the Ramban. The Ramban points out in Vayikra, in Parshas Bahar, on the Parsha of Ona, that even though Einon ala karkos, that just means there's no dine Ona. But for sure, it's asur, says the Ramban. For sure, you're doing something wrong. After all, the context of Ona in the Torah is by karka. You can't say that it doesn't apply. V'amikra hazeh kevipshuto, says the Ramban, ulufi medrasho ledivya rav, bikarka osu. Aval al karchenu nitzarech la'atos mikroz mipshuto, v'nomar, she'kol pasak omeid ba'atzmo. But he says, v'ani choshev mitzara svara, od svara, shevadai hama'ane eschaveiro ladas over belav, bein b'metaltzlin bein mekarkos. You're definitely doing an aveira. Shebahen dibra kasev al tonu ishes achiv b'mispar shonim achar yovel shu mazir sheyiknu v'yimku lefi ashonim v'lo yonu ishes achiv. Av rabosenu chidshu ba'ona'a tashlumin. The Rabbana came up with details of ona'a. 1/6, more or less, those details don't apply to karka. Bito mekach b'yosim ishos umizeh bilvad miyatu akarkos. Lefisha ha'ona'a bahem afilu b'yeser mishtus mechila. A person is happy to get the real estate. Kamoshihi mechila b'metaltzlin b'bachos mishtus. Metaltzlin, people are more rigid in. So less than a shtus, okay, mechila. But by karka, even more. Aval bishu aser lahanos kinlandas. But even so, it's still aser. You can't steal less than a shavah pruda either. Aval ein derech b'nei adam levato mem karm epnei onas mu'edas kazu. That is the important sheet of the Ramban, the comments, and the Sefer HaChinuch also says that. Sefer HaChinuch in Shalom Zayin also talks about, like the Ramban, he's the one that adds in that the parasha is about karka along with the Ramban. What about the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't have any limitations. Obviously, that is not an issue of mechila, right? Or is it? People are automatically mochel. So there is one line in the Nemuki Yosef in Bava Metzia, which might give away the Rambam Shita. The riff there in the fourth parak. And Parak Azov quotes the three different Shitas. What does in and alakakos mean? And he quotes from the Nemuki Yosef there in Bava Metzia, quotes from the Gemara in Bava Kama. Daf Yudala to explain the Rambam Shita. V'achinami mashma parakama de Bava Kama, she'ein lekarkos ona'a klal. The Amrinan Hassam, Amar Mar Shava Kasef Malamei Shein Bezin is Kakim El Nachasim Sheish La Machrayas. My Mashma, Amar Rava Bar Ula, Dover Hashava Kol Kasef. Umay Niyu Karkos, Shein La Mona, Shein La Karkos Ona Kla. So what is he understanding? It seems that you can't really put a value on Karka. It's whatever people would pay for it. There's so many other factors that go into buying real estate, right? There's factors of place, there's factors of chevra, there's so many factors. So it could be that's the Rambam sheet and the other Rishonim. And on the kakos, period, because not that it's implicit mechila, but there's never ona'a, because it goes by davar shavet kol kesef. It's whatever people would pay for it, and that's why there is no limit. But either way, three different sheetas about in and all the karkos, Rashi, Bali Tosfos, the Ramban related, and the Rambam. Okay, so these seeds that were put onto the ground. So are they matred by the Omer or not? Question one. Does Ona'a apply to them? Question two. And now question three. The other issue of whether they're like karka or not. Nishbayin aleihem, o ein nishbayin aleihem. Do we make a shvua upon them? Again, ein nishbayin ala karkos. We don't make shvuas based on karka. So do we make shvuas based on this? Kiddushadya bakada dami. Do we say it's like it's in a kad, in a jug? Ukimetalsli dami vinish ban aleim, and they're like movable items. They're not like grounds. And you do take a shvua. Odilma batulu agavara. Or do we say no? It's batul agav daara. Ukimekarkoi dami, and it's like karka. Vinish ban aleim. It has a din of karka, and you don't take a shvu on them. So, again, teku, that is unanswered. And again, this is a big topic of Einish Ban al Karkos. Related to both of these is what about Avadim? What about Avadim? Avadim are Hukash la Karkos. Sometimes the Gemara says Ish is Hukash la Karka, right? In Sanhedrin, talking about estimating and seeing how much a person could be worth. But Avadim, so Avadim Hukash la Karkos. But Avadim aren't Mechubar. So there's big discussions. The Stipler in the third parak of Sukkah talks about it based on a Rabbi Kiva Eger there and a Tosfos about when do we say Avadim Hukash the Karkos, because Avadim are Hukash in the formal sense, but they're not Mechubar. Right? When we say a Karka ain't an Exalus, we say Avadim ain't an Exalim. Is Karka ain't an Exalus only because of the physical impossibility of moving Karka, but you can move an Eved? What about a Sukkah? That's what the Gemara talks about there on Daf Lamed Aleph. A Sukkah is Karka, but it's movable. So is that, do all the halachas apply to something that is on the ground, to the ground? What about Talo Shulabasov Chibro? Is that Karka? Is that Metaltzlin? So these are all different sugyas that come up. So again, seed on the ground, Avadim, Talo Shulabasov Chibro, these are all questions about how do you define something as Karka. Okay, three different questions. Some of them are Shas topics, but we will now continue. Says the Gemara, Boy Rabbi Brachama. Next question of Rabbi Brachama. Chitin Shebeglali Bakar. Wheat and barley that have already been eaten by animals, it went through the digestive tract and it came out in their dung. So, what's the halacha about them? So the Gemara asks, well, which detail, which halacha are you talking about? Ma, olamai. For which halacha? Ilema, litimuye, tumas ochlin. Are you talking about tumas ochlin? You want to know if these grains that are found whole in the dung of the animals, are they mitame tumas ochlin? Tanina, didn't we learn that already in the Tosefta and Maseches Taros? Chitin, do we say that the chitim have the same status that they had earlier or not? So that's the question here. Tanina, chitin, shabirei, abakar, visoror, and shabiglali behema, the chishiv alain lachila, if these items, these pieces of barley or wheat were found, if somebody thought about eating them, but did not do anything, it's still sitting in the dung. Ein matami, tumas ochlin. There's no tumas ochlin. It's still there. You have to do something more. If you just think about it, it's still not considered food. Liktam la'achila, if I took it out from the dung, so then matami tumas ochlin. Then it can be matami tumas ochlin. So this can't be the question of Rabbi Bar Chama, because either way, it's clear. It's either yes or no. So the yes or no. The Tosfos asks, how is it possible that this is tumas ochlin? It's disgusting. Right? How is it possible? Even if you took it out, asked Tosfos. Tema migar mechitam shabakalai behema. He asked this in the, he asked it about the later piece, but his answer relates to this piece. V'yesh lomar says Tosfos. Shiny tumas ochlin. De tali biru uya lager. Ola kelev. Faza michazia fila lager. Don't ask, you know, are you going to eat it or not? Is it possible? Is it edible for a dog? Is it edible for a ger? Is it edible? Is it edible? It's edible. Right? It came out whole. It's disgusting, yes. But it's edible. So maybe that's why it's different. Or the bottom line of Tosfos, he says, it's whole. Umitocha svara haya nira bein linyin isser bein linyin atuma tukol davar shu shalem shenikar bishlemuso shalonis achel velonilas befiv. It came out whole. And it wasn't, you can't even see the effects of it. So that's why there's a possibility for it to be tame. Remember, the Rambam has a whole set of halachas about tumas ochlin. One mitzvah. There's a mitzvah the Rambam counts. The Rambam doesn't only count mitzvos as things you have to do, but areas of halacha are also. Toin v'nitan is a mitzvah according to the Rambam. Tumas ochlin is a mitzvah. Mitzvahs achaz. Din tumas mashkin v'ochlin v'hechsheiran. And they're becoming hochshar. And that's what the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. Kol ochel ha-miyuchal l'machal adam. Any food that's miyuchal for human consumption. Could go in lechem, basar, anovim, zeisim. Four items he quotes. Bread, meat, grapes, and olives. Interesting, those are the four. Grapes and olives have a special halacha because their liquids are unique. And then bread and meat, lechem ubasar. That's the Rambam in Yisod the Atara also. He talks about describing Torah as lechem ubasar. V'chayot zevahen, mekabel tumah. So those items are mekabel tumah. V'chol she'enu miyuchol l'machal adam, harei zeh tohar, ve'enu mekabel tumah. If it's not roi l'machal adam, if it's not miyuchad for machal adam, it's not makabel tumah, ela imkein chishev elav, ve'yichto l'machal adam. Unless you thought about it and you designated it. And only if it becomes mixed with one of the seven liquids. And then the Rambam quotes the seven liquids to exclude all other liquids. But the Gemara says here that it can't be that it's about a Tumas Ochlin question, because that's clear, right? It's either if you didn't just thought about it, it's not Makabel Tumah, and if you did think about it, then it's already Matami Tumas Ochlin. So Ela the Gemara says, L'manachos. Maybe the question is about, can you bring this wheat for a Karban Mincha? Could you use it to make flour? The Gemara says, Shita Delo. You for sure cannot. You're going to bring that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakrivein Olafecha Secha, Yirtzecho Ayisa Fanecha. Right? Bring that to your officers. Do you think he's going to want it? It's disgusting. Right, that's this the principle of Hakrivein Olafecha Secha means you can't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with disgusting things. So lo tzricha, so maybe the issue is as follows. Denaktinu v'zarinu. Right, you took it out of the dung and then you replanted it. V'kaboy la'asuye menachas minayu. And now it grows and now you want to bring mincha from it. So has it been changed? Because you put it into the ground and now it grows. So my. So mishum demi yisusa hu. Is the reason that you couldn't use it originally is because it was disgusting. V'kiva dezarenu, and once you replanted it, azalam yisusayu. So it's not disgusting anymore. There's a new wheat that grew. So what? The seed had been inside an animal's body, but this is new. O dilma mishum kechishusahu fashanami chusha. What do we say? It's because this seed, now that it went through the digestive tract of an animal, it's weaker. It's not as superior, and therefore, and so too, its offspring, the product of this seed, is also going to be inferior. That's the question. And teku. We don't have an answer to that question. If you go to the Rambam either had a different girsa or just has a different shot. The Lechem Mishnah points out this problem. The Rambam here in Hilchos Isurei Mizbeach, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam says, quotes this safek, and he says, Chitim shalakta miglali bakar v'zorim. Harelu safek im avra mi'isusan bizria o adayin he'me'usim. The subject is, has their mi'us, has their disgustingness been lost when you plant it or not? Lefichach, therefore, lo yavi mem menachas, it may be kosher. It says, Savit seka, by delivery, does so, you shouldn't bring it, but if you did, it's kosher. One second, it says, Lacha Mishnah. Our Gemara says, no, the mi'us definitely left. The only question is the kechishusa, the weakness. So what's the Rambam talking about? So he says, maybe the Rambam had a different girsa, which is the probable. And he says, maybe, which he ends off by saying it's dochuk, maybe he's saying there's mius regarding being disgusting per se, and there's mius regarding being inferior. So maybe the Rambam says, the tzad to say that it's weak, and therefore it's disgusting. So he says it's dochuk to say that, because the Gemara contrasts the two different reasons. But that is his suggestion, the Lecha Mishnah in Isurei Mizbeach, Vav Gimel. Boy, Rami Rachama, last question. Boy, Rami Rachama asked the following question. Remember this siman that we had yesterday? We had seder, that was the first ibaya, first question. Hansa, hanatsa, that was number two. Then glai is in the glalim, the weed in the glalim, and peel is the last one. Now we get into the elephant question. Boy, Rami Rachama, peel shabala kvifa mitzris, an elephant that swallowed a basket. Vihi kia derech beisarei, and it came straight out. It went straight in, and it came straight out the other side, in the dung, outside the other end of the elephant. So, Ma, what's the halacha? What's the halacha of that basket? The Gemara says, again, Lamai, what's the question? What are you asking about? Ilema lamavatel tumasa. Is it that you're asking, well, this basket was tame before, and now that it went through the elephant, maybe it should be tahar? Is that your question? Tanina, but we learned that in a Mishnah in Meseches Kalim. Kol ha-kalim, yordin l'dei tumasa v'machshava, all kalim can become tamei, can become roi lekabel tuma with just thought. Once I think that this is, I'm not going to do anything more with this kli, and I'm going to use it as is. Now it's roi lekabel tuma ve'ein olim mitumasa nela b'shinui maisa. But it does not lose its status of tuma unless you did a shinui maisa. And here says Rashi, there was no shinui maisa. It went in and it came out the way it went in. Rashi could go into nishpuru tiaru only if it's broken. V'hacha leko shinui maisa. The Shlema Yikia. There's no Shini Maisa. It came out whole. So says the, I'm sorry. Yeah, came out whole. And therefore, says the Rashi, if you say you need a Shini Maisa, it's still Tameh. Ask the Achronim, ask the Briskarav here, ask the Chazonish in Meseches, in Hilchos Meseches Kalim. The Chazonish, it's been pointed out, his volumes on Taros are just as fat as his volumes on Arachayim. I mean, he was a bucky, but called Chadriya Torah, and he wrote on everything. So the Chazonish wonders, if it went through, we're saying, oh, it's not, it's, there was no Shini Al Yidei Maisa. But once again, there's two issues here. Number one is whether there was a Shini Maisa done to lose its status of Tuma. Fine, that didn't happen. But there's another reason. Maybe it should just be considered dung. Maybe it has a different, it's a Kli Galalim, as we're about to see. So he just wonders why the Gemara is only bothered by the, did it lose its status of Tuma because the Shini Maisa wasn't done? That's one way to be Mafkia, the Tuma, like breaking it. But there's another status. Maybe this Kli has a different type of Kli status. So he gives an answer, but he deals with that issue. So Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha, no, really this is the case. The bala hutsin v'yavdinu kviva mitzris. No, you swallowed the raw materials. He swallowed the fibers, and then it came out of the elephant, and now someone uses those fibers to make the basket. So are those still considered fibers? Mi havi ichol, havi le kikli galala mechli adama. Do we say that the digestion affected these wicker fibers, and therefore this is just like garbage? And therefore, it's like you're making a kli with dung, or out of mud, or dirt, kli adama, ve'ein makablan tumah. Do we say that? Amar mar, kli avanim, kli galalim, kli adama, ein makablan tumah. Lo mi divrei Torah, ve'lo mi divrei sofrim. They're not makablan tumah. O dilma, lo avi ichol. That's the question. Does the raw materials lose their status of raw materials and become like dung? That's the question. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Kelim discusses the types of kelim that are mekabel tumah. That's the first halacha in the Rambam in Hilchas Kelim. The Rambam says kelim is right before mikvos at the end of Tara. Sefer Tara. Remember, Sefer Tara starts off with all the tumas from the most chomer to the lightest. Right, tumas meis is the beginning with paraduma following, because paraduma is how you get out of tumas meis. Then tumas saras, which is also matami ba'ol. That's why it's next. Then matami mishkav u'moshav, which are also mitame creating avos, as we know, mishkav and moshav, then shar avos atumas, and then tumas ochlin. So when minachomor elakau, and then the last two halachos in Fatara are kalim and mikvos. So the first halach in Ilchas Kalim, the Rambam says, also, just as we said before, we said tumas ochlin is a mitzvah. Here there's no mitzvah. Kalim, there's no mitzvah. It's just a detail in tumas Fatara. Inyan elu ha-halachos, the Rambam says in his koteret. The inyan, the idea behind all of these halachas, leida kelim shemakablin tuma, mikol elu atumas, to know which kelim are makablin tuma, the kelim she'inim mistamin, the ketan mistamin akelim umitamin, and how, which ones, and how. Ubir inyan and prakam elu, and that's what he explains. In the first Rambam, in Ilchas Kelim, the Rambam says, right, one learns Maseches Kelim, all 30 prakam of kelim, the longest Masechta in Shas, the Rambam also learned kelim. But he didn't just learn Kalim, he learned Kalim, all the Midrashim and all the Gemaras about it. So he starts off by saying, Shiva Mine Kalim Ein Shemakabal Tumah Min HaTorah. There are seven Kalim that are Makabal Tumah Midaraisa Elohein. Begadim, Sakin, Clay Or, Clay Etzem, Bone, Clay Matris, Metal, Clay Eight, Wood, Clay Cheres. Cheres is Makabal Tumah. You can't get the Tumah out. Hare Yu Omer, and he quotes the Pasik, Mikol Clay Eight, Obegado Or, Asak, Ubekli Matris, Nelmar, Achad Azov, Azakesef, Ubekli Cheres, Nomar, Vekolchi Cheres, Asher Yipol Mehem, El Tocho. So those are the ones that are Makabal Tumah. So these, Glolim and Adama, are not included, and that's what the Gemara says. Maybe if the raw materials went through the elephant, so then that Ichol should make it not considered materials anymore, and therefore these kalim should have an inferior status and not be makabel tuma. There's a question, a hakira of the achronim I saw, that when these other kalim, are they not considered kalim, or they're considered kalim but just their materials are excluded from being makabel tuma? It's a question. It might have some nafgaminas. That's the a hakira of some of the achronim. Interesting. We're talking about elephants. Elephants are not mentioned in Tanakh. They're mentioned a couple of times in Shas, different ibayas about it, but they're never mentioned in Shas, in Tanakh, in Torah or Tanakh. It could be Merumaz. The Tanakh talks about ivory, right? Shlomo HaMelech, when he was building the Beis HaMikdash, so it talks about there, in Malachim Aleph, Ki ani tarshish lamelech bayam im ani chiram achas l'shol shanim tavo ani tarshish nosei zav achesef shen habim. The kofim, the tukiyim. So shen havim might be the ivory, but Rabbi Slifkin points out in one of his svarim that it could be that shen havim also might refer to the elephants themselves. Again, elephants didn't live in Eretz Yisrael; they weren't spoken about in the Tanakh. But again, it's definitely in Chazar. The Gemara Brachos, if you see an elephant or a monkey at the same Mishana Habrios, Dafka, those two, the Meiri points out, Dafka, those two have a different type of intellect, right? In Perek Shira, which we know, each of the animals, so to speak, say a different pasuk. What does the elephant? Ma Rabu Masech Hashem. Kula Machach Masisa. That's the pasuk we say about all the amazing animals. But that's the one they say about an elephant, because, right, we're not used to elephants. I'm sorry, we shouldn't be used to elephants. We're used to them, so we're not maybe as awed by them, because we see them on pictures and we see them at zoos, but really they are unbelievable. They're unbelievable, as we know, if we can think about their massive size and massive strength and everything related to the elephants. Okay, good. We continue. Says the Gemara. So again, is the Ichol considered is it considered able to change the status of the items? So Tifsho Lemeha. Let's try to prove it from the following. There was a tragic story that two wolves swallowed two children in Eber HaYarden. And Maisel Rechachamim, and obviously it has to be burial, but were they Matami B'meis? And the Chachamim say, no, they're not Matami B'meis, because even though they were Matami B'meis, but now they're not considered Basar anymore. So you see, Ichol does something. We see digestion does affect what goes through it. So too, we should say, in our case, with the elephant, that it changes it to Golalim and Adama. Gemara says, no, Shani Basar Derachik, maybe you can't bring a Raya from Basar, because it is very soft. Says the Gemara V'lif Shami Seifa. What about the next part of the psak? The Timu Asad Samos. They said the bones were Matame B'meis. So they're Matame B'meis. So aren't bones like, it's harder? So it's more parallel? Shani Atzamos Takushe Tve. No, that's also, they're too hard. Bones are too hard, Basar is too soft. Neither of those could shed light on our question of the parts of the wheat, so parts of the material to make the basket, so therefore it is left as unanswered, and that's what the Rambam says, v'chadchila, don't bring a mincha from it, and b'di'evet, one can't. Not the Rambam had the Ibaya about before, which was unanswered, and this is also an Ibaya about the making the kli, so again, one should be careful if one makes a kli like this, because it could be that it is Makabel Tuma. Next, Boy Rav Zeira. What about wheat that fell, that came down in the clouds? Mahu. What does it mean, wheat that came down in the clouds? Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. Rashi says something more natural. Yardu ba'avim im amatar, kishashasu ha'avim ba'okianis. Balu svina. There was a big, like, tornado or wind in the ocean. It swallowed a boat. Meleya chitim. A boat that was filled with wheat. It goes into the wind, it goes into a tornado type of thing, and then it comes over the ground, and it falls onto the ground, and it's planted in the ground. All the wheat goes in the ground, and then it grows. Question is, we'll see what the halacha lemaisa elements the Gemara is asking about. But that's the case. That's the case. The question is, Tosfos asks on Rashi, I don't understand. Iman of Shach, did this wheat that was on the boat grow in Eretz Yisrael, or not grow in Eretz Yisrael? Right, the Gemara is going to ask, is that called Moshfo Sechem or not? So Tosfos, in Dibur Masal Chitim, says, V'kash l'Rabbeinu Tam. He asks his son, his grandfather, "De'imi chutz la'aretz, if it grew in chutz la'aretz, v'chi hutru l'shtei alechem, b'shvil shayu ba'avim, mikol makom, Moshe seichem be'inan v'leka." I understand, if it grew in chutz la'aretz, just because then it came in the clouds and was replanted in Eretz Yisrael, now it's called Moshe seichem? V'imi Eretz Yisrael, and if the wheat on the boat was from Eretz Yisrael in the first place, then it's pashut. Why shouldn't it be good? V'chi ne'esaren hein al yidei kach? Ella, so that's why Tosfos is going to give a different shot. But what might be the chiddush for Rashi? Because Rashi might mean that it's still called Moshe Voseichem. If it's Chutz La'aretz, for sure it's no good. But you might have thought that if the wind brings it, so then maybe there was a hefsek between the growth and the, it didn't come dafka from the karka, it came from outside, so maybe that's why it is different. Okay, these are all, that's Rashi Pshat. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, Elanir Ali, Da'al Yedei Neis Yardu Ba'avim. It came through a neis. It came Yishamayim. It was wheat that came Yishamayim. And he quotes a story in Masechah Sanhedrin to the same effect as well. So that's the sugya here. What about wheat that comes min Hashamayim b'neis? That's the question. That's the question. And this gets into, obviously, the major issue. The Radvaz on the Rambam, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, okay, you have a problem with Rashi. I have a problem with you. Hashem wouldn't do nisim stam. So why would Hashem have done this neis? Hashem doesn't do a neis lechdi. So the Radvaz there in Hilchos Tevidin Musafin says it must be a case where there was a need for the neis. Maybe it was a case, says the Radvaz, Dein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishana Ateva Elo Litzarech, V'yev Shal Atarets Kigon Shal Yisham Ra'av Gadol, V'yardu Lahem Chita Maidei Neis. It was a terrible famine, and that's why they needed it, and that's why they did a neis. Either way, this is the question about Moshe Voseichem. More general question related to this is obviously, I'm sure many are familiar with, and that is halachos that apply to items that came b'derech neis. Right? Let's start with Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, the story of Chanukah, that they only had enough to light one, or not even one, different girsos in the Gemara. Only to light one. Naseh bo neis, v'yadliku m'mena shmona yamim. Naseh bo neis. A neis habit in it, and a lit for 8 days. What exactly does that mean? So related to this is the famous question of the Beis Yosef with 500 answers. It used to be 100, now there's 500. 500 answers, right? Why is Chanukah 8 days and not 7 days? You don't have to look in the Beis Yosef. One can look 1,000 years before the Beis Yosef in the Tosfos Arash. Tosfos Arash asks this question. not a thousand years, a couple of hundred years, I should say. Ve'ika le'medak, asked the Beis Yosef, I'll read it from, Lama kavu shmona yamin, kiven deshem ben jem avachay, v'gidalai le'achas, there was enough for one day, so the nes was only 7 days. So the first answer he gives is, shechilku shemen shebepach l'shmona chalakim. They split really the oil into 8 parts, and they only put a little bit in each one. It should have lit only a little bit, and they each one lit the whole night, which itself is a question, how they rely on the nes. The mitzvah is to light the whole night. So why they only put in a little bit in the first place? They want to do a little bit each time. Schatzi shir. The Yod Yesh Lomar, Shalacha Shenasu Shemen B'nei Resamenora Kashir, Nishar HaPach Mali Kibetchila. After they poured it into the candles, what was left in the pach was full. The Nikar Anes Apo Ayla Rishona. So the Nes was Nikar even on the first night. Inami Shabal Rishonasu Kala Shemen B'neiros, or similar, they poured it in all of it on the first night, and after it was over, it all stayed, and it was still full afterwards. So was it still full in the Pekad? Was it still full in the Neros? That's the discussion of the Beis Yosef and others. But either way, Reb Chaim, it said, B'shem Reb Chaim, that you're not allowed to use Shemen Shel Neis in the menorah. You're not allowed to use Shemen, it's possible in the menorah. It has to be Shemen Zayizach. So according to some of these answers, it was Shemen Shel Neis. Right? If you poured it and then it was still left over. So Reb Chaim, they say B'shem Reb Chaim, that it must have been no. It was the same amount of oil, but it just got a new quality. So it was same as Ayazach, but it got a miraculous quality. And that's why it was able to be used for the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting discussion in Malachim Beis. The Radak quotes a discussion of this there. In Malachim Beis, we know we read the story of, it doesn't say who, but it's Eshes Ovadia. We assume Eshes Ovadia was screaming at Elisha that her husband died, and the king is trying to, right, the Yehoram is trying to take her children, and it's terrible, what do? I have no money. Ain L'shif Chascha Kol B'Bayis. I have nothing. All I have is a little bit of oil. So what does he say? Go get bowls and cups and go get everything, and you're going to have a plenty of oil. And the story, as we know, she starts pouring, and she fills up all the cups and all the bowls in the whole city, until there's no kli left, and then it stops. And then what does the pasuk say? Malachim Beis Perek Dalet. Va tavo va tagei l'isha elokim. She told the isha elokim. Va yomer, and he said, l'chi mikri es Hashem, and go sell the oil. V'shalmi es eshech, and pay off your debt. Va'at uvanayach techi banotar, and you and your children will live with what's left over. So the Navi does not say what she said. It says she went and told the isha elokim. So pashas, you might say, she said, oh my goodness, look what happened. He knows what happened. So why would she think that he didn't know? So the Radak quotes from the Tosefta, the Kadis Rachish Le Hahunisa, Amras Leila Navi Dashem, Is Alai Asur Mehai Mishcha Olo. She was asking a halacha question. Do I have to take Miser from this oil? That's the question. And he says to her, just go sell it. Amarla, Balech Zon Neviaya Dashem, Bemilsa Deleka Ale Isura, Vaaf At Leis Ach Mishchach Asur Dibinisahu. It's miracle oil, and therefore you don't have to take off maestros from it's pater from chumas umaestros. Interesting, if you look in the time of the Kra and Rav Chaim Kanievsky on that pasuk in Malachim, her question was gufar question. How did this oil so much? Was it just, is it still my oil that just expanded and it got a major koach to produce more oil, but it's all from the same source of shemen, from shemen, real shemen? Or is it totally new oil from out? That's her question. Nistafka mahaya neis imeha ma'at shemen shahaya la yatsa ot shemen v'yemkein chayva meiser ot shenivra shemen chadash ve'ein ze shaykh legudule karka v'amalei alisha sha'afilu imi yashemen azeh yatsa ot shemen gamkein yitzorach la'aser desof sof lo yanak mea karka. And still, they didn't come from the ground anyway. So either way, that's in Malachim Beis. Again, a story related to Tosfos' pshat, Rabbeinu Tam's pshat here about the wheat coming. But either way, let's get back to the question. So what's the Gemara's question? If you have wheat that comes from a cloud, Rashi, a tornado, Tosfos, a miracle. Samahu, Salamai. So what is this regarding? Ila menachas amaylo. Well, if it's menachas, why not? Right? Why would it be bad for, why can't you bring it for a Karei Mincha? Right? According to Rashi, right, it grew in the ground. According to Tosfos, it gets a little bit trickier. But Ela l'shtei alechem. So the question is about Shtei Alechem. Why? My. Mi moshvo sechem amarachmana lafuki chutz laretz delo aval da'avim shaper dami. Right, but from the clouds would be okay. Ol dilma mi moshvo sechem dafka vafilu da'avim namilo. Or is it dafka? Rabbi Chanan in Psachim, in Os Tezayin, says, what's this issue? Is it a din in Eretz Yisrael you need? Or is it a din of chutz laretz that's poter and it's a hafka? So, which is it? The nafkamin is Avim. He says you have this other times as well, right? The chametz, that's his context there. Bal Yerabai Yimatze. Is it a din of your chametz or not a goy's? Right? What about somebody else's chametz? Right? Or left hand by avoda of a kohen? Is the problem left or is the requirement right? Right? Nafkamina, can you use your tooth for malika? So this is a similar type of question that's asked. So the Gemara asks, "Amika ki agamna? You ever have such a type of thing where you have such wheat coming from above?" So in yes, kita adi taya nachisa leirum kiz bachiti betlasa parsi. Like a certain adi, passerby in the desert, and he had all of this ton of wheat come flying through the air that covered three parsos of land. Good. Last question for today. Boy, Rav Shimon Pasi. Shibolish evi ashlish kudim laomer. You have some type of weed, a shibolish, that brought a shlish that grew before the omer va'akra, and I uprooted it. Rashi points out it had to grow a shlish before the omer. Why? Because only significant grain that has grown already, and you cut it before the omer is matur that. The omer is matur one of two things. Either if it's still in the ground, mechubar, or if it's out of the ground and it's significant. But if it grew very little, and then it's out of the ground, the Omer is not matir it. And the Achronim discuss, does that mean it's mutter without the Omer, or it's just not mutter? So, it's discussed. So, shibol sheviyashlish, but here it was mutter. Sheviyashlish kodom la'omer. V'akra, v'shas la'lachar omer. So, it became mutter, and then you replanted it after the Omer. V'osifa mahu, and now it grew more. So, what is this considered? Basar, Iker, Azlin, and Visharya Omer. Do we say, you go after the Iker, because this was something that was mutter. So, it's Gidulim are also mutter. Odilma, Basar, Tosefes, Azlinan. Or do we say, Basar, Tosefes, Vashi, Yavo, Omer, Abba, and you have to wait. So, Tifshal, Lameha, maybe you should prove it from the following. The Amar, Abiba, Omer, Abiyochanan. Yalda, Shesivcha, Bizakena, a Yalda, an Arla tree. Right, first 3 years is Aser Ba'ana. She'ezivcha is a cana that you grafted with an older tree, Uba Peros, and there's fruit. There's Arla fruit already on this tree that you grafted. Afilo Hosib and Masayim Aser. It's Aser, because you go after the Iker. And it's not Batal. Tosis points out, if you grafted it without fruit, so then maybe you could get into Bittel, 1 in 200 for Arla. But here there's fruit. That's why it's different. Or similarly, batzel sheshastu bekerem. You have an onion that was in a kilaya kerem, and it became asur banav. And nagar kerem, even if you take the kerem away, it's mosif, it's asur. So you see from these statements that you go by the ikker. So the Gemara said, no, hagufa kami boile. No, this is the question. Mifshav, I know in those contexts you treat go by the ikker. But is that for Vadai reasons or Safik reasons? Mifshap Chitu Hulu Rabbanan de Basar Iker Azlinan? Do we know for sure that you go after the Iker? Loshna Lakula Vashna Lachumra? And therefore, even in this case of the Shibolus, you would go after the Iker, which would be a Kula. Odil Masifugi Masafki Lahu, Ulachumra Amina Lakula Lamrinan. Or is it a Safik and it is Lachumra and not Lakula? That's the question. So Teku, so we do not answer that question. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure if I'm going to be giving tomorrow's daf in the new. We'll see what the schedule is, but either way, we'll continue next time.